Our hero this week is Congressman Dennis Kucinich, former Congressman Dennis Kucinich, former mayor of Cleveland and former congressman from the state of Ohio, former state representative. He is running for governor of Ohio on the Democratic ticket. I'm very committed to helping him. I would love to see Dennis Kucinich as the governor of Ohio. I think he would make an excellent governor. He has very deep knowledge of the local, the state, and the federal level, all as it pertains to both Ohio and what's going on in the world. I think he would attract an incredible quality of person to work with him and inspire and all the people working in government, the citizens of Ohio, to work together. You're going to be hearing a lot more from me about him, but I'm full on, and one of the things I'm going to be doing is figuring out how to head up to Ohio and do an event for him. I can't say enough good things about him. I think this is one of the highest integrity people I've ever known in government. He, and again, you're going to hear more and more, but to me, the number one issue is integrity. The number two issue is experience, and he's got it all. So I'm very much looking forward to that. If we're going to turn America around, we've got to turn it around one town, one county, and one state at the time. And when you have a great governor who knows the local government and the local beat, as well as the federal, that's where you have the kind of linchpin that can turn the whole thing around. So Kucinich becoming governor of Ohio is something that's very, very, very exciting, and an opportunity for all of us, whether we live in Ohio. It's a great opportunity for the citizens of Ohio, but it's a great opportunity for all of us because Ohio is a very strategic and critical state in terms of turning around the everything in America. It's a state with a lot of opportunity, and again, you'll be hearing more from me. Our codes got snarled on the website this week, and Monday night I came back and it was all snarled up, and Darlene Hickman, all of our systems guys were completely, we were all befuddled. We couldn't figure it out. Darlene Hickman, our chief of operations, logged in Tuesday morning and said, "Oh, it's really simple. Let me fix it." It was great. So Darlene Hickman is marvelous and head of operations, but she's another hero this week. I finally wanted to give a shout out to Steve Bannon. The Economist wrote a farewell to Steve Bannon that made some very valid points. I wanted to read a paragraph from it. "Mr. Bannon was largely motivated by his concern for an issue of existential importance to Republicans, a widening gulf between their mainstream leaders and the disaffected white working class supporters who represent a big chunk of their support. Given power on the coattails of a victory for Mr. Trump that he did much to bring about, Mr. Bannon had an opportunity to narrow that gap and therefore transform Americans' landscape. He blew it spectacularly for many reasons, including hubris, the intemperance of his character, the nastiness of his tactics, and the incoherence of his ideas. The gulf persists, and if the Republicans learn nothing from Mr. Bannon's missed opportunity, they will suffer for it." Steve Bannon really understood the economic opportunity and was deeply on the side of humans, and I'm going to be exceptionally sorry to see him go. I don't disagree with The Economist that to a certain extent he blew it spectacularly, but I also think there are a lot of forces working to help him blow it spectacularly. So, it's beginning to look like rollerball or roller derby inside of Washington, D.C. But we needed somebody with his talent and his brilliance and his commitment to reverse inequality. And he was one of the few who was really willing to fight for it. And I, for one, am going to be very sorry to see him gone.